Long before Walt Whitman wrote Leaves of Grass, poets had addressed themselves to fame. Horace, Petrarch, Shakespeare, Milton, and Keats all hoped that poetic greatness would grant them a kindly earthly immortality. Whitman held a similar faith that for centuries the world would value his poems. But to this ancient desire to live forever on the page, he added a new sense of fame. Readers would not simply attend to the poet's work. They would be attracted to the greatness of his personality. They would see in his poems a vibrant cultural performance, an individual springing from the book with tremendous charisma and appeal. Out of the political rallies, and electoral parades that marked Jacksonian America, Whitman defined poetic fame in relation to the crowd. Other poets might look for their inspiration from the goddess of poetry. Whitman's poet sought the approval of his contemporaries. In the instability of American democracy, fame would be dependent on celebrity, on the degree to which the people rejoiced in the poet and his work.